This is a convoluted but desperately needed lifeline, one that could help tackle hunger in the war-torn Palestinian territory. The United Nations warns of a full-blown famine in the Strip, exacerbated by a week-long closure of the Rafah crossing with Egypt, with all other border points controlled by Israel. The goal is to get about 500 tons of assistance into the enclave per day through this maritime corridor. The pier costs $320 million. The United States insists it's only a temporary measure, entirely humanitarian in nature. More than 1,000 American troops have been involved in the process, though there were no US military boots on the ground in Gaza itself. Benji Haya, Washington.